Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to the best, the only place to be on Tuesday night. That's right, you're listening to The Right Stuff, and you're at the right place at the right time. From England to Canada, from Detroit to the Coconuts, we are showcasing Christian authors worldwide, giving you tips, tools, techniques, and resources for you, the writer, to hone and perfect your craft. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time right here on WPJC 104.5. And your host, Parker J. Cole.
Hi, and welcome to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on the WPJC 104.5. I'm so glad you're able to join me today. We're going to have an absolutely fantastic time as we say goodbye to erotica and hello to Jesus with my wonderful guest co-host and contributor today, New York Times bestselling author Shoshana Gabriel, and we'll get to her in just a few moments. I just want to give you just an announcement really quickly. First of all, I want to let you know that The Right Stuff exists to showcase Christian authors worldwide. For those of you who follow me on Facebook, you know I recently just formalize and verbalize the mission of the Right Stuff radio show, and that is to showcase Christian authors worldwide and to provide a platform for readers to have Christian fiction and nonfiction in the reader's heart, and also to be the premier first choice stop for authors who want to get information out about their books. So if you ever want to be on my show, if you want to be on my blog, if I can help you out in any way, simply email me at writestuffradio@gmail.com. Also, I want to let you know that The Right Stuff is now on Stitcher. You can go to Stitcher and download the app on your mobile device, and you'll never, ever have to miss a show as you can get us on the go. So I want to let you know about those two announcements, that what The Right Stuff is here to do is to showcase Christian authors worldwide and to give you, the reader, great content, great books for your reading library. And we want to go ahead and give you an opportunity to call in to talk to Shoshana. If you want to call in, you certainly can by calling in at 646-668-8485. Press 1 to be live on air. Or you can hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag Right Stuff, with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. And when we come back, more on The Right Stuff with your girl, Parker J.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on The Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers, only to be told your themes are a bit too religious? We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
And we are back, and you are listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. Again, I'm so glad you're able to join me today for this edition of The Right Stuff, where we say goodbye to erotica and hello to Jesus. And I'm so glad you're here with this very provocative title. And as I mentioned in the show description, the fact is erotica sells. There's no doubt about it. We've all have read erotica at some point in our lives. I know I've read it before, and those of you who know I love romance, I've read romance novels most of my life. I didn't really delve into the erotica genre, but I have read a couple in that genre. And so erotica tends to sell. And like I mentioned on the show description, it could be a good book, a bad book, or terrible, but simply you put erotica on the cover, it garners sales. And I know a lot of people like erotica because of it's exciting, kind of risque, and it kind of puts all the sexual things that we put in our society out in front of us. We can talk about it and look at it and kind of desensitizes us to the taboo of sexual intimacy a lot of times. I'm not saying that's for all erotica, but a lot of times. And so when I heard that Shoshana Evers was leaving erotica to write Christian romance, I was just really blown away by that. And then I read her testimony. And then I said, I called my girlfriend Allie, and you know she's been on the show before because Allie was also an erotica writer, and she also left to write Christian romance and Christian fiction. And so what better person to have on here with me than Allie and Shoshana to kind of talk about this journey about saying goodbye to erotica and hello to Jesus. So I'm going to introduce Allie first. Allie, go ahead and say hello to our listeners today.
Hey.
Keep it simple, right,
Allie? Hi. I keep it short and sweet.
And I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest co-host and contributor for today, Shoshana Gabriel. Shoshana, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
And let me tell you, Shoshana, thank you so much for time out of your busy schedule to be with us on this show. I'm really excited to have you because I want to know your testimony. I want to get into your brain and peel back the veil and just ask all kinds of questions. So thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Well, you know, Shoshana, I can read a bio and let people know who you are, but you're the best person to tell us about who you are. So go ahead, tell us in your own words, who is Shoshana?
Okay, well, I have been published since 2010 as Shoshana Evers and writing erotica, erotic romance, and then some steamy contemporary romance. I came to a point where I've always believed in God, and I'm Jewish. Now I'm a Jewish Christian, but I was born and raised Jewish. I was even practicing Orthodox Judaism for a few years at one point. And basically I started to read the New Testament, and it changed a lot of things for me. And I was still able to write my books as Shoshana Evers and not really feel too convicted about it or like I shouldn't be doing it. And I think that's because God was just kind of having me work in his time on myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up last year getting baptized, and over the course of the year I started feeling like I had this gift that God had given me. And I wasn't really using it for his glory. While I was writing as Shoshana Evers, my books hit the New York Times 2 times and USA Today 4 times. And I just didn't feel like I was doing what I should be doing with my success. And so I decided that I was going to just start over as Shoshana Gabriel, and I was going to write what I really wanted to write now, which is Christian fiction. So that's what I'm working on right now. I've made the switch over, and I got a new agent that represents Christian fiction, and I got a new website and, changed over a lot of stuff, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, Shoshana, I'm so glad you introduced us and gave us just kind of like the condensed version of your conversion and that, because a lot of people listening, they know that they probably read you before, they enjoy your stories and all that good stuff. But you mentioned how, you had this gift and you really wasn't using it to your fullest ability. So I want to kind of ask you my second question here is, like, what made you write erotica? Like, what kind of thought processes go in anyone's brain when they start to write erotica? What kind of made you get into it as an author?
Well, when I when I was reading a lot before I got published, I was reading, you know, a lot of regular romance novels and enjoyed those and started to, I wrote one, and it didn't sell. For 10 years I was writing and not selling, but I was getting really good at writing because I was practicing for 10 years and taking classes. Mm-hmm. And then my husband, you know, I just had my son. He was a baby, an infant, and I was working as an RN before I had him. And my husband said, you know, you write all the time. If you could just, because I had stopped submitting my book because I didn't like rejection. I got a couple of rejections early on in like 1999, and I was like, I'm done. I'm just going to keep writing for myself. I'm not going to risk getting a rejection. But because I kept writing, you know, by the time it was 2009, 10 years later, my husband said, I think you should start submitting, you know, your stories, and, you know, that way you can stay home with the baby and not go back to work. And I thought, well, that's a really good idea. And because I'd been practicing, the first book that I submitted got a revise and resubmit, which is basically like revise it, make it better, and send it back. And that's what happened. And Alora's Cave published my first several books. Alora's Cave, you know, they published very, very sexy books. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of heating things up to kind of match what they sell. And, you know, for a long time, that was, I really liked it. I kind of felt like I was doing, in my own way, a service, because I was, you know, bringing sexual subjects out in the open. You know, I got emails, fan letters from people saying that I revived their marriage, you know, things like that. So I was like, well, this is good.
Okay.
And I think there is a place for that. I started to feel like, am I going to be, if I was going to take this book and hand it to Jesus and be like, hey, you want to read this and tell me what you think? I was like, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't. I would feel like I wasn't doing something, I wasn't writing something he'd want to read. And I know it sounds so silly, but it started to change how I was writing. Because I wanted to write something that, you know, I could write for the glory of God. And I couldn't, because I knew that, you know, when you're writing, you know, I stopped writing erotic romance, I guess, a little while ago when I started writing the steamy contemporary romance, like The Tycoon's Convenient Bride and Baby and I Am Not Your Melody. I was writing those. But then, I guess you'd say it wasn't enough, because in addition, although I was kind of toning things down and I was getting reviews commenting on that I had less sex in my books, more focus on the characters, their romantic journey, I wasn't able to put that faith element in there that I really wanted to put in, because it would be seen as, you know, trying to push my beliefs on people or being preachy or churchy. If people are going to pick up a regular contemporary romance, they're not looking for that, and that's fine. But I did want to write something that I could say, okay, this is inspirational romance. So if you're going to pick this up, you're going to find, in addition to an awesome story and characters and a romance, you're going to see that faith element woven through. And that's why I had to make the change, and I wanted to make the change.
That's so interesting, Shoshana. I know Allie's going to ask something real quick. I know I could just hear her buzzing on my other line. I know he's going to ask her something. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from with that. I got to a point because I was writing erotic, and it was like, if Jesus is, you know, standing over you, or, you know, right in front of you, do you really want to write something like that, you know, because it's not going to bring him any glory, and it's not going to be something that, you know, we should do. And so I started switching as well, and it was a slow process. So what, in your opinion, why does erotica appeal to readers?
Oh, okay. Well, I think that, well, for one, not everybody is interested in how Jesus feels about things. That's just a fact of you know, our world.
Yeah.
So if you're not worried about whether God approves of your reading or writing material, then you're not really going to care. And I think that's completely valid for people who feel that way. I know for a long time it did not even occur to me to think about God when I was writing. And I think that the people who do like erotica, you know, Fifty Shades of Grey, love it or hate it, it made a huge impact on erotic romance that came out, I guess, in 2011 or 2012. And I had already been writing that type of book. I had, you know, some other books out already in that exact genre. And I think it's not people who weren't used to reading even picking up books and being like, you know, this is an exciting story. It gets me thinking in that way. And, you know, I think for the people who maybe were married and their love life was fading and then they read it and everything was awesome again, you know, maybe that really did do them well. But just for me, and I don't want to judge anyone who does choose to read or write erotica, because I think everyone's in their own place and time and everyone's doing their own thing. And I know for me, if my friends had said to me, you know, we think that you're sinning and we don't think you're doing the right thing, they might not have been my friends that much longer. You know, instead they were just kind of like, well, you know, I'm not going to read that book, but I'm glad that, you know, you're happy and that you're able to stay home with your son and that kind of thing. And, you know, God made me come to it on my own. So I didn't need people saying this isn't right for me personally in order for me to just have a change of heart. I started feeling like maybe it wasn't a good idea for me to be writing this sort of thing when what I really wanted was to write something else. And I think whenever somebody wants to change genres, whatever the reason, they should just go for it, because you're not going to be happy if you're writing something just because it's what is expected of you instead of what you really want to do.
And we are talking to Shoshana Gabriel. She is recently, she used to write erotica. Now she is writing Christian romance and inspirational fiction. If you want to weigh in and talk to her, you certainly can. Feel free to call in at 646-668-8485 and press 1 to be live on air. Or you can hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Coe, hashtag write stuff with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. When we come back, more with Shoshana Gabriel and why she said goodbye, erotica. Hello, Jesus. We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Write Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, inviting you to listen to great Bible teaching on the Transforming Word radio show and podcast. All shows are available on iTunes and Stitcher. Search for the Transforming Word and subscribe for notification of new shows. You may also listen to every episode from my website, www.thetransformingword.com. In addition to the Transforming Word, I want to make you aware of my interview, news, and opinion show, Soaring Eagle Radio. If you're interested in engaging conversations related to a variety of topics not covered by typical news media, then check out Soaring Eagle Radio. You may subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher, and you may listen to every episode on my website, www.soaringeagleradio.com. For more information on my ministries, please email me, Pastor Mike at cclohio.com. Again, that's Pastor Mike at cclohio.com. Thank you for listening to these shows, and please leave me a note when you do. God bless you today.
Hi. Is your book club in need of some fresh and exciting questions to ask club members and authors at your next book club meeting? Literizations, the book conversation game, is 70 thought-provoking questions to really get into an in-depth discussion about the books you and your club members are reading. These questions really get into the characters, the storyline, and into the author's head. these questions may just give you and your book club members a whole new way to get into a new conversation, a literization. Literizations is also a great set of tools for bloggers, interviewers, and authors to use a discussion question. Are you ready to get lit? Please visit our website at litversations.com, LITVERSATION.com. And please like our Facebook page at Simply Said Reading Accessories. Thank you.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. We are having a fantastic discussion with Shoshana Gabriel. She is talking about her journey from writing erotica to writing Christian romance and Christian fiction. And basically, she said goodbye to erotica. Hello, Jesus. And we're also having with us as a special guest co-host, my good friend, Allie, who also wanted just to show support to Shoshana about this journey because it can be a little bit difficult journey. So, ladies, again, thank you so much for coming on board and bringing us just your insights and views into this topic, and I really appreciate you both being here. Now, Shoshana, we did get a comment/question from a listener. Her name's Deborah in Sweetwater, Florida. She says, I want to know how Shoshana is adjusting to this journey. I know it can be hard, and I also know that sometimes we as Christians think we are helping someone, but we hinder them. I just want to encourage you to not listen to the negative voices and just keep trusting Jesus when it gets hard. The devil is never happy when you make a stand for God. Deborah, thank you so much for your comment. If you want to weigh in, feel free to do so at 646-668-8485 and press 1 to be live on air. So, Shoshana, what do you think when you hear Deborah give you that type of accolade and that type of encouragement? What are some thoughts that go through your mind?
Oh, well, thank you to her. I think she makes a really good point when she says that Satan's never happy when we make a stand for God. I knew that once I made this plan and I actually took actions to make it happen, and I wrote a blog post that you can find at my website at Shoshana, with two N's, ShoshanaGabriel.com. I wrote a blog post. At the time, it was on the Shoshana Evers website, explaining, basically coming out as a Christian and explaining what happened and why I'm going to not write any more books as Shoshana Evers. And very quickly, there was a lot of things happened very fast. And, you know, I had to let go of a 6-book contract with a big size publisher. Because, you know, they wanted the books to fit their imprint, and that would mean having, you know, sex scenes and not really being inspirational books. I had to let go of the sequel to the Tycoon book, because it just wasn't going to work with my new genre. And there was so, things were happening, you know, there were some people getting upset with me because, you know, we had verbal agreements that I had to kind of really pray about and figure out how we're going to do this. And, you know, my agent at the time, she was wonderful, but she does not represent Christian fiction. So we had to split. And then, of course, you know, writing as Shoshana Gabriel, I can't use my title of New York Times and USA Today bestseller. I can't do that because it's Shoshana Evers who has that title. So the only way I'm going to be it, the only way I could do it is if I, you know, start writing best-selling books as Gabriel. So I basically lost a lot of things really quickly. I was supposed to be the erotica chair at RT conference, Romantic Times mm-hmm. conference. They contacted me, you know, right after I put the blog post out, and they said, hey, I'm thinking you should probably step down. I was like, yes, yeah, that makes sense. That yeah. does make sense. And, you know, it's like you can't blame people, but it just felt like I threw away 6 years of my career, everything I had built in one blog post, that everything was, I was just stepping away from everything. I were expecting twins this June, God willing. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And awesome. So that was one of those things that was like, on turning down, you know, guaranteed money by turning down these seven books that I had planned. It was one of those things where I felt like Satan was just like whispering in my ear saying, you know, it's not too late. You could just change your mind and get everything back. But I didn't want to do that. And, you know, God was really walking with me the whole way. And the Christian romance community was incredibly supportive. I wasn't even expecting that at all. I didn't know what to expect. But they commented on the blog post, on the Shoshana Eversite, because it went, I guess, links to it had been posted around on different loops. I joined some Christian writing associations like ACFW and Faith, Hope, and Love chapter of RWA, Romance Writers of America. And people just really reached out to me. I got another agent who represents Christian fiction, and somebody from another Big Five publisher contacted me and said, you know, hey, we heard you're making the switch and we're interested in talking with you. So all it was like I had to just kind of ride out that wave, and, you know, God knows what he's doing. He puts it all back together, thank God.
That was absolutely amazing.
Yeah. There was one thing that happened that I also felt like it was very strange. Right, my very last Shoshana Ever story came out as part of a multi-author anthology, and, you know, it was already written before I made the change. It came out a few weeks ago, and it hit the USA Today bestseller list. And I just felt that tug of, like, look how successful you can be. You just write what your readers want you to write. But I can't do it anymore, and I'm just praying that the readers who really do love my books, that they come with me, because I'm still the same writer. I'm still going to write stories that I think people are going to really love. It's just going to be a little different.
That's absolutely amazing, Shoshana, because I was thinking as I'm listening to you, all the things that happened, and then the tug. I remember for myself, Shoshana, and Allie knows, me and her were like bemoaning this one time. Erotica book came out around the first time my first book came out, 2 years ago when I got with the publisher. And at the same time, like in 1 month, this book had like 600 hits. It was on the low, high numbers on Amazon. And I remember looking at the book getting extremely jealous. Okay. I got extremely jealous. Like, you know what, Laura, what's the point? What is the point of this? And this can do that. And then something weird happened. I got an email from someone who had read my book, and it really uplifted her. And because I talked about, for my in that particular book, I talk about how beauty is because God loves us. It's not because of what people say, what we look like on the outside, because God loves us. And she was just really resonated with that. And I was like, okay, this is a ministry now. Okay, so it's not about selling books. Even though, we want to sell books and people have our story, you know, and me and Allie were like, it's just so easy. And Allie had just around that time had just left writing erotica, and she was... She was having such a hard time. Allie could tell. Go ahead. Just tell her, Allie, some of the struggles you have. So I want to get into your testimony a little bit more, Shoshana. So just, Allie, just real quick, let's let Shoshana know, because you are on her. She's on your street. You're on each other's street. Y'all just looking at each other, about to walk by each other. Just tell her.
Oh, yeah, the interesting emails I sent you. Yeah, when I thought I would get emails from readers, wanting to know what was going on and when I was going to have another book out and, you know, deals coming up and stuff, and then you have to turn things down, and it just felt like, you know, everything was trying to push me down, but I knew that I couldn't go back because I had already taken a stand, and I wanted to write Christian romance now, and, even now, at times, you know, I'll get writer's block, and it takes a while to get through. But God is always good about pushing, you know, you through those trials. You just have to keep praying.
Yeah.
Allie, thanks for sharing that because, you know, like Shoshana, I'm so glad you got that outpouring of support from the community and people want to help you. And I know a lot of people's desire is to help you with that. So I'm looking forward to great things from you, looking forward to being part of that. And if I can help you in any way, you already know to ask me. You got my email, you got my information, you already know to ask me how I can help.
Thank you.
I really want to get into your testimony because when I read your blog post, I was just resonated in me just the things that happened to get you. Like you said, the Lord had to change your heart. You would not have probably been friends with those same people had it been very judgmental of you and say, oh, my gosh, you're going to burn in hell.
That's what Amen.
You sinner. You know? One, too. I mean, we're not the only ones around here, you know. So I really want to get into your testimony. So go ahead. Don't worry about time. I want to get into your testimony. Just let us know what that transformation was like.
Well, being Jewish, I was born and raised in New York and born and raised as a Reformed Jew. And my, we can trace our history to the tribe of Levi. So, you know, the 12 sons of Jacob. So my family has always been very, culturally Jewish. Religiously, I was the one that was always the most religious because I could tell when I read the Torah, which Christians would think of as the Pentateuch or the first five books of the Old Testament. I knew that was the word of God, God breathed, that it wasn't just stories. And when you're reading something and you know it's God's word, it makes you want to do whatever God tells you to do. Now, in the Old Testament, if you don't have Jesus and you don't have the New Testament, there's a lot of laws, a lot of halacha, and 613 mitzvot, the deeds, things that you have to do. And trying to follow all that as I got older, when I moved out of my parents' house, I started being kosher. I had, that's the Jewish dietary laws. I was doing that, and it's really involved. It involves several sets of dishes for different types of food, and trying to keep the Sabbath, which is Friday night to Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Things like that. It was not easy, but I was determined to try to do it. And in Judaism, the more I got into it, I had an Orthodox rabbi, and my husband is also Jewish. We had a Orthodox Jewish wedding. The more you learn, the more I started seeing just some questions that I couldn't get satisfactory answers to in my mind. And I was told, and I had this feeling, I was anti-Jesus, to be honest, because, I was taught from birth that we, the Jewish people, are waiting for the Messiah to come, that he hasn't come yet. And I always liked Christians. I thought they were, really nice people. They weren't harming anything by being Christians, Mm-hmm. Not like they were trying to, a true Christian, they love Jewish people because they recognize that Jesus is Jewish and that Israel is important and God's chosen people. And so I never had a problem with Christians, but I always just kind of felt like, well, they're wrong. They think that Jesus is the Messiah, but we know he's not. And the fact is I always just kind of took that, I took the rabbi's word, I took the Talmud, which is the writings of ancient rabbis, and it's taken to be pretty much as important almost as the Torah, as the Bible.
Uh-huh.
I took that all as just the proof that I didn't need to research it for myself because I was like, well, smarter people than me have looked into this, and they know for a fact that Jesus wasn't Messiah. But then something happened when it was the end of 2012. I was living in L.A. at the time, and I was on my computer, And the Sandy Hook shooting happened. Now, because I was on the computer, I followed this from the very beginning. I followed the Sandy Hook shooting. I watched every second of what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to see the story change. Now, I'm going to say right up front, I have no idea exactly what happened with the Sandy Hook shooting.
Okay.
But my experience was that, of watching this, was that something was different. The real truth, parts of it are different from what the official story is that ended up coming out later that night and the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a, you know, sounds like a crazy conspiracy theory, and whether people believe it or not, that's completely irrelevant, because the point is that it changed the way my mind works, seeing that. And it made me think, well, if I hadn't been watching this and I hadn't been studying this and I hadn't been looking, you know, watching article links disappear, watching dates change, watching video clips, you know, be shown once and never again, and, like, things like that, then I would just come home tonight, turn on the news, and be like, oh, this is what happened. I'm going to believe exactly what the mainstream media tells me.
Okay.
So, and I thought, well, what else have I been told that I've just believed without looking into it for myself? So that's why I tell this story, not to try to get people to go on a, you know, and I'm not trying to say that, like, you know, God forbid that the children, you know, weren't killed or anything like that. It's, you know, it's all terrible, and I know that it happened. I just, my feeling was that the official story was different, somehow different, and I don't know how. But anyway, I'm not trying to convince people of that. I say it because it's a huge part of my testimony, because in that moment, when I came to that realization, whether it's true or not, it made me think, all my life, I have been told that Jesus is not the Messiah, and I've just taken it at face value, and I've never looked into it for myself, ever. And at that moment, that's when I thought, okay, I need to look into it. I'm just going to look into it, because I never have. And when I told my husband this, he was very upset. And he was like, you better not say that you believe in Jesus. You better not say you're going to become a Christian. And not because, I mean, I can tell you the happy ending right now is that he is a Christian.
Amen.
He is. So, but this is where we were, and this is very common in, especially in Orthodox Judaism, you know, to not want to even look at it. But so I said, oh, yeah, I know, of course, that's not going to happen. Don't be crazy, you know, I'm just going to look into it and see what all the fuss is about. And what I started reading, you know, the Messianic prophecies within the Old Testament, because that's what I had handy, and they just started popping out at me, you know, in Isaiah and Micah, Psalms, throughout it. There's just Messianic prophecies, and I thought, wow, from what little I know about Jesus, from literally all I knew was from the musical Godspell and the musical Jesus Christ Superstar.
Wow.
Two musicals. And Jesus Christ Superstar is actually, you know, in many ways kind of blasphemous, to be honest. But, you know, for people who are into theater and who do shows like that, like, it's a ministry. It changes people. Because I had known all the words to those songs. I always loved musicals.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, I guess it just planted seeds, and I thought, I know some stuff about Jesus only because of these musicals, and what I know matches these Messianic prophecies. I know, you know, that Jesus would be born of a virgin, that he'd be born in Bethlehem, that he would be from the line of David, you know, that he would be pierced through his hands and his feet, things like that.
Yeah.
That his own people would turn against him. I thought, this sounds a lot like Jesus. I better look into this more.
Wow.
And that's when I read the New Testament for the first time in my life. And, you know, they say when you see the truth, you will know it, and the truth will set you free, and that's exactly what happened.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. I feel like chills going down my spine as I listen to your testimony and how that one incident that was so horrible, the Lord used that one incident to just bring you into the fold and bring you to Him, to the realization who Christ is. And I know
mm-hmm.
Allie's just sitting here, and she's just, I know, resonating with us as well, because she had a similar background as yours too. And so it's just like, I'm just so glad to know that the Lord uses you and can use every aspect in the world that happens for His own good. And I'm really glad to hear that. So thank you so much for sharing that testimony. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick short break, Shoshana. When we come back, we're going to listen to the newest review from the book Evangelist Deborah Dunson. And then we're going to got a couple of questions for you, Shoshana. So just keep it right there. If you want to weigh in on a topic, you certainly can call in at 646-668-8485 and press 1 to be live on air. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you read the latest issue of SOARMAG Digital, the award-winning literary magazine for multicultural readers and writers? SOARMAG Digital is available quarterly and showcases interviews with the best authors in multicultural literature. SOARMAG Digital features craft and business articles for those interested in writing. If you're looking for a good book, check out our book reviews on what's hot in multicultural literature. For writers looking for new readers to get in front of, SOARMAG Digital is the perfect place to introduce your book. We offer advertising spaces that fit your promotional budget. Get your free subscription on SOARMAG.com or order a print issue on MagCloud.com. If you would like more information about SOARMAG Digital, check us out on SOARMAG.com or contact us at SOARMAG@Yahoo.com. SOARMAG Digital is the magazine for multicultural readers and writers.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion. And we are back, and you are listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5, where we are saying goodbye to Erotica and hello to Jesus. I'm a wonderful guest co-host and contributor today, Shoshana Evers. I've been joined by my good friend, Allie Carter. Carter, as she helps us just really unpack the topic of how the Lord used her to go from writing erotica to writing Christian romance and fiction. And I want to let you hear this week's edition of the book Evangelist Deborah Dunson and her review of Fertility Pirates.
Hello, this is Deborah Dunson, your book evangelist. Today I will be reviewing Fertility Pirates by Lynn Donovan. I love it when I come across a good storyteller, someone who can make you feel what the characters are going through and interject the Christian message powerfully but subtly. Lynn Donovan has been able to do that with Fertility Pirates. The mystery, the intrigue is enough to keep you on the edge of your seat, but the sci-fi is what the readers need to keep them in the stratosphere of reader heaven. Molly Jacobson was a frustrating character. She was stubborn and at times short-sighted, but oddly enough, these traits are what helped her to solve a mystery, to stay the course no matter how difficult things got. Ultimately, the lesson learned for Molly and us is no matter how much we rely on ourselves, it is not enough. We must trust in Jesus. Fertility Pirates by Lynn Donovan.
I want to thank the book evangelist Deborah Dunson for her reviews, and join us next week for another review from the book evangelist Deborah Dunson. And we are back talking to Shoshana Gabriel. She is telling us about her journey from writing erotica to going to Christian romance and fiction. Shoshana, once again, thank you so much for joining us. And then, of course, I got my best girl here, Allie, who's just with us just to be a support to you. We did get two questions, Shoshana. We got a question from Amanda in Virginia. Amanda says, does Shoshana think, or does Shoshana believe you can write erotica and be a Christian, or are they mutually exclusive? Amanda, thank you so much for your question. Shoshana?
Oh, they're definitely not mutually exclusive. Definitely there are Christians writing erotica, and I was one of them. So I think that it's just a matter of deciding for yourself where you feel you are, where you want to be, and what you want to do, and how, if that makes you feel comfortable or not. I was perfectly comfortable as a Jewish woman. I was perfectly comfortable as a Jewish Christian reading and writing erotica. And then for me personally, something changed. I definitely would never judge somebody who was writing erotica and consider themselves a devout Christian, because it's not my place to judge, and everybody is on their own path.
And then we got a comment from Sheila in Detroit. Sheila says, as a preteen, my older girl cousins would read a romance magazine. I would seek the book and read it in the bathroom. I was curious as to why they were so intense with the reading. The magazine would give the person a picture of what was going on, but never said the words. From the titles, you would think of a heated romance. I stopped reading those magazines because of fear of being caught reading. Then in high school, I heard about this one book from friends called The Temp. I put a cover of the book so no one would know what I was reading. I have not read an erotic book since then. I felt it exploited women and made and cheapened relationships. Sheila, thank you so much for your comment. Do you want to respond to that, Shoshana?
Sure. I think that there are different types of erotic romance. I know for me, I have always been very pro-woman and very interested in the happily ever after. My tagline was sexually ever after, or Shoshana Evers. I've actually changed that now to faithfully ever after. But for I always personally, and I know I'm not the only one, because I've read a lot of great books where, you know, yeah, there's erotica and there's no mention of God, but you end up with a couple who very much is in love and wants to marry each other and be together, and that's what ends up happening. And it, for me, that was the ideal ending to any story, was that the couple was going to make a commitment to be with each other forever. So I think that there's definitely some books that that's not the point of the book, and maybe they are more degrading toward women. But I think that as women, we need to make our own choices about what sort of book we want to read and vote with our dollars, and support the type of books that we want to read. And if you're reading erotica, and you do want to see books where there's consent and women are treated well and the man is deeply in love with the woman, and vice versa, then, you know, you buy the books that you love and you don't buy the books you don't love, and the free market works itself out that way.
I want to thank Sheila and Amanda for those questions. And, you know, Allie, did you want to add something to our conversation with Shoshana?
Yeah. Like she said, you know, I agree with, there are some erotic books out there that aren't pro-women, but there are a lot that are, and, you know, you just, it's just a matter of preference on that, but it's, yeah.
You know, you kind of went away from the phone a little bit, Allie. I'm sorry, Shoshana. Allie kind of went away from the phone a little bit, but I kind of wanted her to, because I never written erotica. I was never into the genre, but I know I've read it. Like I said, I used to read a ton of romances. I was kind of laughing when Sheila mentioned about how she would get another cover and cover up the book. That's what I did.
Right.
That's what
well,
I did, too. So
now that we have e-books, that's not as much of an issue, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
People can read whatever they want on the subway, and no one will know the difference.
Right. And there's something, there's that anonymity that comes with that, too. So, you know, Shoshana, as we get ready to close, because I can't believe it goes so fast, I want to know what some of your next projects are. I know you're writing a Shoshana Gabriel What are some mm-hmm. more projects? Can you give like a sneak peek of a new book coming out that you may be having? Or
Well, I have. When I had that book, I Am Not Your Melody, come out, the cowboy romance, I really wanted to write it as an inspirational romance, and I couldn't. So what's mm-hmm. happening now is I want to rewrite that book as Not Your Melody, Bear Creek Saddle book. I want to rewrite that book and self-publish it. It was a short novel as an inspirational fiction, because I know that I can make it into what I really wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. And then that Bear Creek Saddle, originally I was calling it Bunking with the Cowboys, but I think we're going to have to change that. The Bear Creek Saddle series, I am going to be writing that. So I am working on a proposal right now to get my agent. And so those books for the people that did want the Bear Creek Saddle Ranch books to come out, they are gonna come out. It's just a matter of time. And then I also had a book that I really wanted to write that was more edgy, as Shoshana Gabriel. And we'll see. I think that right now the world is so dark with so many things going on that maybe not everybody wants to read about the darkness. And maybe, you know, I know for me, sometimes it's fun to escape to where things are good. You know, I live in North Idaho, and it's just awesome here. So great. I love it. And so I'm writing about these cowboys in North Idaho. For right now, that's what I'm working on.
And maybe, I love cowboy
maybe a nonfiction
stories.
Book. I did want to tell everyone where they can find me.
Okay.
So I'm at ShoshanaGabriel.com, and on Facebook, I'm at Facebook.com/ShoshanaGabriel, and that's ShoshanaGabriel, Gabriel, GABRIEL. On Twitter, I'm still tweeting with the name Shoshana Evers, at Shoshana Evers, mainly because that's my big Twitter account where I've got all my followers, and it's mm-hmm. a verified account. But the cool thing is now if you type in Shoshana Gabriel onto Twitter, my Shoshana Evers pops up.
Oh, okay.
So I also have another Twitter on there as Shoshana Gabriel, S-H-O-S-H-N-N-A. It's missing that first A because that's too many letters in the name. I don't really have that many followers on there, so I'm not really tweeting on there as much. So I have both. You want to follow me as both. I'm not promoting my other books, my Shoshana Evers books at all anymore. And so you can feel comfortable following me on that. I post on Facebook every day. I have a Shoshana Gabriel Street Team on Facebook as well. I have a newsletter, and that's the most important thing. If you go to my website, you can sign up for my newsletter. I put out one newsletter a month that goes out to everyone on the list, and it's just going to keep you updated on what's happening with my Shoshana Gabriel books. So that's really the best way to keep in touch.
Shoshana, we get close to the end of our talk, about 3 minutes left. So in your own words, what kind of encouraging words can you give to our authors here? And we're talking to the people who you know, they feel the spirit telling them, you know what, I want you for me. I want you to trust me. Because I think, too, one of the reasons to leave from Monica is a huge trust issue. Can I trust God to support me when my income came from this? Can I trust mm-hmm. God to support me when my readers love what I write? Can I trust God to support me? It is like a matter of trust. That's what it's a matter of, do we want the Lord to be proud of what we write? And will we be able to present this as a sacrificial offering if you wanted to? You know what I mean? So, in those, you've got 2 minutes left. Come on and encourage our listeners and those out there who's reading. Maybe some erotica writers may be having the same problems or the same issues and concerns you had. So just go ahead and welcome my listeners listening out there today.
Well, God says that He is faithful and that He is the way, the truth, and the light. So we're not going to go wrong if we're following Him. And He will support us if we're working for him. He'll make that path straight. So I'm not worried. You know, I gave up a lot in order to do this, and I'm not worried. Obviously, you know, I was worried about the income as well, but, you know, God just made it out of nowhere so that my husband got, like, a little side job. He got an extra freelance gig right when we needed it. And it was like, he's helping us out. God is helping. You know,
wow.
He's like, you know, you're still going to have shelter. You're still going to get fed. You know, you don't have to worry about that. Just do what you need me to do for, you know, I have to do what God wants. And I'm excited to do it because I know that he is so faithful and that he is worthy.
And Shoshana, I can't think of a better way to end our show today. And thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us today as we talk about this issue. So thank you so much for joining
thank
us on The Right Stuff.
Thank you for having me.
And you have a wonderful evening, Shoshana.
You too. Thank you so much.
And we were talking today to Shoshana Gabriel. She was formerly writing under the name Shoshana Evers, and she is now going from Shoshana Evers to Shoshana Gabriel. So we're going to stay close and watch her career as she changes from erotica to Christian fiction. So definitely want to keep her here. And then, Allie, before we go, you want any last thoughts you want to say to our listeners before we go ahead and end this edition of The Right Stuff?
Just always follow God because you can't go wrong.
I love it, Allie. Thank you so much for helping me and just being a support to Shoshana today. So thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
You're welcome.
And for those of you who follow me, don't forget to follow me on Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, where I talk about things in, out, and about the church. Saturdays at 2 right here on WPJC 104.5. For more information about me, go to parkerjcole.com. You can follow me on Twitter at parkerjcole. The show blog is therightstuffradio.wordpress.com. Thanks so much for joining me for this edition of The Right Stuff. I am the queen of Tuesday nights, Parker J. Cole. You have a wonderful, blessed day.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Right Stuff. Follow Parker online at parkerjcole.com. To hear this show and other shows, visit the show archive at therightstuffradio.wordpress.com. We'll be back same time next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.